Horry the War Dog, written by Roland Perry and read by David Tredinnick. One night, early in June 1941, Horry became agitated as he lay under the blanket at the foot of Moody's bed. Thinking he was having a dream or nightmare, which the dog often did, Moody rolled over and tried to return to sleep. But a second later, Horry was up and growling. The entire tent stirred. "What's wrong with him?" Gordy asked, annoyed at being disturbed. "There are no bloody Huns flying around here." Moody got out of bed and noticed Horry's ears. They were focused.
"Stukas!" Moody exclaimed. "Everybody for the trenches! Quick!"
That led to a mad scramble. Horry was first out, scuttling for the nearest slit trench, but he almost skidded to a stop en route near the butcher's tent. He barked, whirled around and barked several times more, and then darted off. The burly butcher came stumbling out. He heard the warning cries from the rebels and saw the battalion in chaos as gunners raced for cover in every direction, and decided that he too should take evasive action. Then the Stuka siren was heard above the warning beeps from the camp's tannoy system. A minute later, three bombs thudded to ground, creating asymmetrical craters. After the Henkel-escorted Stuka had done its damage, the shaken butcher returned to his tent, but could not find it. Confused in the dark, he wandered around until his torch shone on the area where he swore his tent had been, close to the trees where the soldiers' mess was located. In its place was a deep hole where one of the bombs had struck. Little pieces of torn tent fabric were all that remained. The butcher felt he was still in some weird nightmare as his jumbled mind retraced the events of the previous 12 minutes. He had been woken by Horry, whose bark had been so urgent and loud that he seemed to have been in the tent with him. This led to the butcher rolling out of bed when he became more cognizant of the situation and the potential peril from the night sky. On reflection, he was in no doubt that his special little mate, who visited the kitchen often looking for meat scraps, had saved his life. From then on, he dedicated himself to making sure Horry was the best-fed soldier in the camp.